Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth is given unto me. Mm-hmm. In Matthew 28:20, just two verses later, mm-hmm. he said, "And lo, I am with you always."
Always.
Even until the end. Right? Y'all keep that in mind as we go through this. Right? Now then, if you remember, a little bit of review. Last week I said, well, this is just the first half. And so we looked at Luke 1, 31 and 33, mm-hmm. where the angel was coming to Mary and talking to her and said, "Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. Shall call his name Jesus. Mm-hmm. He shall be great.
Yep.
Shall be called the Son of the Highest." We talked about the Highest, the Most High God, mm-hmm. All that kind of thing. It's where Matthew got the Kingdom of Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
All right, He's the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Uh-huh. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we went over that in all that detail last week, so we're not going to do that again. I gave you a teaser. And that's from Luke 2, 10 through 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it says, "The angel said unto them, Fear not.
Yeah.
Even though I am very strong and powerful, and you surely realize I can take this sword and slice your head from your body quicker than you can blink an eye. And surely, as sinful as you are, you deserve nothing less. For behold, listen up. Mm-hmm. I bring you good tidings of great joy."
Amen.
Some good news.
Amen.
"Which shall be to all people, Jews, mm-hmm. Gentiles, even lowly shepherds."
Yeah.
"For unto you this is born this day in the city of David a Savior," mm-hmm. a rescuer, we talked
yes.
about, "which is Christ, the anointed or chosen one for the purpose of rescuing the nation of Israel or the world from the effects of sin." Mm-hmm. Christ the Lord.
Amen.
"The supreme authority whom everyone should or must obey." Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's Luke 2, 10 through 11 with comments. Yeah.
I would just like to say that was news that they had been waiting on since.
Yes.
After Eve and Adam mm-hmm. had messed up. They had been waiting on that news. Just like we're waiting on the news of his return. You know, we're waiting on something too. So that was not only was good news, that was news they had been waiting on for years and years and years.
That's right. That's exactly right. In fact, that's what I was going to say next. The people of Israel suffered a long time under a succession of what? Evil kings.
Mm-hmm.
Evil kings.
Mm-hmm.
Who led the people to do evil, worship idols. They had learned through their defeat by Assyria, Israel, the northern kingdom, got defeated by Assyria, and Babylon destroyed the southern kingdom,
mm-hmm.
not to worship idols, and to stay true to the God of Israel. Yet, they feared the influence of an evil king, whether domestic or foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had a foreign power over them, Rome, mm-hmm. right,
mm-hmm.
at this time. And this local king they had, Herod, mm-hmm. wasn't a very good one,
mm-mm.
as we well know. So, yeah. So they longed for a king that would do good and worship God only, kind of like
Amen.
David,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like David. So, what is the good news or the glad tidings that the angel announced? The king has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Unto you this day is born a Savior, the Christ, the King. The king has come. The good king you've been wanting all these years.
Amen.
That would protect you from evil worship, idol worship. He's here.
Mm-hmm.
He's here. All right.
Hot dog. Hot dog. He's here. Right?
Amen.
Good news. Good news.
The long-awaited descendant has come. He has come to rule over his kingdom, a righteous and just kingdom. So what is the good news of the kingdom of God? Well, it's simply that he is now with us.
Mm-hmm.
He is now with us. Mm-hmm. What does this mean for us? What does it mean for us? Well, it means that we can be alive again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We can be alive again, like Adam and Eve were alive in the Garden of Eden
mm-hmm.
until they ate the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then death entered.
Yeah.
We can be, what does that alive mean? That means alive means we can be connected with God again.
Yeah.
Amen. Very good.
Right? We can be connected with God again.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The disciples were with God, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah, they went around with him, followed him, right? Jesus was God in the flesh. Mm-hmm. They were with him. When rescuer left to go to heaven, to be with the Father, he said, I won't leave you alone. I won't leave you as orphans. He said, I will send you a comforter.
Mm-hmm.
I will send you a counselor, right? I will send you the Spirit of truth. He sent his Spirit to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so he said, "I will always be with you," and that's how he's with us today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Holy Spirit within us, so
thank
we can
you,
be
Jesus.
Alive forever,
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
alive, connected with Him forever.
Right.
So he came to rescue, us from all the things that are not associated with being with God.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that are not associated with being with God. He came to rescue us from all the things associated with death and evil.
Yeah.
Because those things are not associated with being with God.
Right.
Death and evil, right? Mm-hmm. What things are associated with death and evil and are not associated with life and God? Well, here we sometimes have a problem because of our wrong understanding of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The Bible tells us a little of what we should expect to see if God was with us on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, why do we have such an incomplete understanding of God? Why is it that when some people get sick, they go to the pastor, and the pastor says, well, this sickness is sent from God to show you, you know, da da da, like you train you. Or God sends sickness on people? God sends cancer on people? Do we have a complete understanding of God? Do we have a wrong understanding of God? Some of us do, don't we? I mean, we run into this, right? Mm-hmm. Something bad's happened. Well, God brought this on me. No, it's the devil that came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, I came to that you might have life.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, so what should we expect if we see God on the earth? All right? Well, here's the verse. The Spirit of God is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. This is Luke 4:18-21. He's quoting Isaiah. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and all the eyes of them in the synagogue were fastened on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to say to them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
That's right.
Yes.
Because God is here.
Yeah.
He's with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's fulfilled.
Yeah.
Because all these things, he says, as he went around in the villages and the towns and the cities, teaching in their synagogues, he preached the good news of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and he healed every sickness and every disease among the people.
Mm-hmm.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Jesus isn't here in his bodily form anymore.
Mm-mm.
He can't walk over and say, be healed. Blind see. Deaf hear. You talk.
Mm-hmm.
Lame walk. He mm-hmm. can't do that. He's not in a bodily form unless, of course, we yield our bodies to him.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
And then Jesus can walk around and say, be healed.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Blind see. Good. Deaf hear. Lame walk.
Yeah.
You see?
Uh-huh.
He can do that through us.
Right.
Okay? Because when Jesus did that, you know, and there's something Mother and I were talking about the other day. You know, when you go up and you do something wonderful for God, people come up and say, oh, wow, you know, that was really pretty. Right? It shouldn't puff us up in pride.
Mm-mm.
You see? Because they're just recognizing God in us.
Yeah.
Right? It's just God in us.
Amen.
When Jesus went around healing people, you know what they said about him healing people? It says all the people glorified God.
Mm-hmm.
That he would give such power to men. Right?
Yep. Well,
people understand that you're just a man. You can't do anything wonderful. It's got to be God in you doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about getting puffed up with pride if you go around healing people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't have to worry about that because it's not really you. They know it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's God working in you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. So no need to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for these verses I just read, what can we expect to find if we see that God is with us? What can we expect to find? Well, we can expect the poor people hearing the good news of God's kingdom free of charge. Free of charge. Think about that a minute. Do people have to pay to hear the good news? Are they pressured to pay? Are they pressured to send money in? Right?
Mm.
Yeah. Think about that. Second thing, heal the brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He came to heal the brokenhearted. Can perhaps best be understood by referring to Psalm 34:18, where it said that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, that he rescues those whose spirits are crushed.
Yeah.
The presence of God desires to help and restore those whose spirits have been crushed by the evil events of life.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are disillusioned and disappointed, who have felt a great loss, who are depressed to the point of despair,
mm-hmm.
can be helped by the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
I was gone all week. I got a call Monday. Said my dad was parked in the middle of the road, the highway that he lives on, and he was confused, didn't know how to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
He's 94 years old today. And he was confused. And I had to go down there and put him in a nursing home. That's where I've been all week.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, when he got in that nursing home and looked around at the folks and where he was, it was hard for him not to get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It was not hard for him to get brokenhearted. He lost his wife 7 years ago. He's been living at home by himself. It's hard not to get depressed. It's hard not to be brokenhearted. And it broke my heart to leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
It did. But I know he's got to get his strength back. He's got to get back, get his mind right, get back on his medicines. He wasn't eating right, wasn't taking his medicines, all that kind of thing, wasn't exercising. He's got to do all those things
mm-hmm.
to get right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord is here. The Lord is in the form of me.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there to help him out so he wouldn't just be totally lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hated to leave a nursing home, but sometimes. Anyway. Second thing, another thing, to preach deliverance to the captives is to actually bring pardon and freedom to those caught up in a sinful, self-destructive lifestyle, which leads to spiritual, mental, and physical ailments and disorders.
Mm-hmm.
You get caught up in sin, guess what? You're going to have disorders.
Yeah.
It's going to affect your mind, it's going to affect your body.
Everything.
He came to recover, he preached the recovering of sight to the blind. We know he did that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus demonstrated that this applies both to spiritual and physical blindness.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, people who dwell in darkness have seen a great light.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They've seen a great light. The people, not just the blind people, but all the people that dwell in darkness, dwell in not knowing God's word, not knowing God's will. They see a great light because Jesus brought that.
Mm-hmm.
To set at liberty those that are bruised. I'll let y'all work this on that one. So, you know, in the interest of time here, which we're running out of, So it says, the many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? And of course, the answer to that is no, because this is Christ, and he's doing all the miracles. This is him. Yeah. Figure it out. Use a little logic, right? Think right, you know?
He fit the protocol of the prophets.
And it says, he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word
mm-hmm.
was with power.
Mm-hmm.
His word was with the power.
Yep.
I want to be a teacher that when I preach the word, I preach it with power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't just say words and try to convince you of something. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to heal some folks. I want to do some miracles. I want to do some of those mighty works Jesus told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So people can say, whoa, he backs up his words. He's acting. So, what's the good news of the kingdom? God is now with us. We can pass from death to life. We can have eternal life, a life that never ends, because Jesus promised at the end of Matthew, I will be with you always. To only preach the death, burial, and resurrection of the rescuer is to omit key portions of the good news that the rescuer taught and commanded his disciples to teach. Mm-hmm. Now, should we teach the death, burial, resurrection?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't stop there.
Nope.
All right? Rescuer taught both the kingdom of God and the good news of the kingdom of God. We need to understand the difference between the two, and we need to understand the kingdom of God so we can preach and teach what Rescuer proclaimed and taught. So we want to remember those two verses I gave you at the very beginning. What did I say? What is the kingdom? What is the kingdom? Bam, bam, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 28, yep. 18. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, all power. Authority, all power in heaven and earth is mm-hmm. given to
me.
Mm-hmm. Not me, but him.
Yeah.
Me. You understand? Jesus said, that's the kingdom.
Yeah.
That's the kingdom, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kingdom. All of this is his.
Yeah.
All of this is his.
Yeah.
That's the kingdom. What's the good news of the kingdom? I mean, that's wonderful that that's the kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the good news of the kingdom? There he is.
Uh-huh.
He's with us. There he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
Uh-huh.
He's with us.
He's with us.
He's with us.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Man, that's good.
Mary's still back there rummaging around for breakfast. I'm going to throw a couple extra words. Let's just take a moment, if you will, and let's just pray for Candace. And
yeah.
If you would pray with me before my father,
yeah.
If he gets better. Mm-hmm. And, thank
you, Lord.
This has been kind of weighing heavily on me, and that we need to pray for our leaders.
Yeah.
You know, God used a pagan king
mm-hmm.
to save the people, the Jews,
mm-hmm.
from certain death.
Yeah.
Now, he used Esther, right?
Yeah.
But he used that pagan king to save them.
Yeah.
He worked around events,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That pagan king would make a righteous judgment.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
God worked through a pagan king,
mm-hmm.
right, to bring them back
yeah.
to Jerusalem, right?
Mm-hmm.
God can work through pagan kings.
He can.
He can work through pagan presidents.
Yeah.
He can work through pagan dictators.
Yeah.
You see? So we need to pray for our leaders, all right? And even if they're not totally right, which, you know, we all make mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray for them that God's going to work through them, and they're going to make righteous judgments.
Yep.
They're going to make righteous edicts, laws, mm-hmm. and all this sort of thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll have a better better life, a better country to live in, better city to live in.
Yeah.
All right. Father, we thank you so much for your love and mercy. Thank you that you are with us. We thank you for Candace. Father, we just pray for her and her situation. Pray that the heat will be repaired, whatever that is. And her body, we pray healing and health to be upon her body, Father, in every way. We love our sister Candace, and we pray health. For her. We pray for my father, Father, that he will be encouraged, he will be strengthened, all of his ailments will be addressed, and he will be healed, and he will be able to live the life that he really wants to live. We thank you for that, Father. And Father, we pray for our leaders, our county commission, Father, the city of Birmingham, all the leaders there, the council, the mayor. We pray for our governor, we pray for our president, and our president to come. We pray that you're going to work in them. You're going to work righteous judgments and in righteous ways.
Yes.
And they will make wise decisions, Father.
Yes.
We thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and bless the food, Amen. Father.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. It looks good. I don't know what it is, but it looks good from here. Okay, guys.